I'm speaking here with Steve Fogelsong, and you are president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Steve, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your operation.
Well, Chuck, as you know, we live in Western Illinois. I've got two sons and a nephew that run the outfit. When I'm out running, it seems like I've been out running quite a little bit here lately. And we're in the cow-calf business, and we've also got a feed yard. And we kind of divide our responsibilities up from that. We're actually pork producers as well, so we've got a lot going on and a lot of diverse enterprises here that kind of keep us all out of mischief most of the time.
Well, obviously, big stake in the livestock industry, and because of that, I'm sure very important to you is the proposed rulemaking from GPSA that is really kind of dominating a lot of discussion right now in your industry. What, looking at this proposed ruling, which is still in a public comment period, what are some of the things that you think people might have as misconceptions about what has actually been proposed?
I think the first thing that a guy's got to remember, when you read that thing the very first time you look at it, it makes you say, yeah, that sounds really good. But then when you step back and you really analyze and dig deep on it, this law, this proposed rule, is so broad and such a big net that it captures just an awful lot of stuff that folks in particular in the pork business and in the beef business have been working on for years to, really differentiate their products. You know, and I think that's probably the biggest concern. If this thing, there are some very good pieces that are in this rule. The poultry part of it is pretty good. And there's some other stuff in there about fairness and things like that. But in its entirety, this thing, and because it is so broad and so far-reaching, it's a bad rule because it just catches everybody and it makes everything just so onerous, puts the government, truly in charge of the marketplace. And I think that's from my perspective, the biggest problem of it. Let's take it apart. Let's get rid of this and then bring some pieces up one at a time. I think we could deal with some of those and do all the producers some good that way.
Well, that sounds pretty common sense to me. I mean, like you said, we have I think maybe implied that, when you give government a whole lot of things at once, it probably isn't necessarily the best approach to take. And since there are some things that they needed to do, let's get those worked on first. I mean, that's what I'm hearing, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, it's just too big a rule is my first concern with it, because it catches, all species. There's some species like in the poultry deal, that they have some issues that really need to be dealt with. There's some stuff about competitive markets and price reporting, that price discovery that would be good for beef in there. But there's also a whole bunch of stuff in there that just really wrecks a lot of these alternative marketing arrangements that producers have made. Guys that have gone out and seeked out and found markets where they're being paid for quality. And, the packers have told us that those things are likely going to go away because they can't be faced with the litigation that comes with this rule. This is just a free-for-all when it comes to trial attorneys and who can sue who, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to spend everybody's time in court.
Well, whether it's hogs or cattle, if you're in, say, a purebred breed operation, or maybe, like you said, working on some type of product elements that would get you a premium or something, it really is going to have an impact on the makeup of the market if this were to go through in its current form.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we've had packers tell us, because of the libel part that's in here, the fact that they're not going to accept the liability of potential lawsuits, they'll just level the playing field and pay a standard price for all cattle, irrespective of quality. And those of us that have been working on a quality grid or some form of agreement that where we market our cattle and get paid those premiums, we won't have those things available to us because the packers aren't, and you can't blame them. I mean, who wants to go to court all the time to defend something that you're doing? So I think they will back out. They've told us that they'll back out of those and offer very standard, very, very vanilla contracts that leave them, you know, with no liability, no exposure to being in court. And that's a huge disservice to, in particular, you know, purebred producers that have spent their entire life building a product, you know, where they can sell bulls and heifers to commercial producers who then can turn around and pick up that value, you know, because of the quality on it. You know, ultimately it's going to be consumers that will suffer because consumers have driven us into this quality situation. You know, if they wanted stuff that was poor quality, you know, at a cheaper price, they would have asked for it, and that's not what they've been after. And producers have just responded to the signals they've seen in the marketplace, and now we're at risk of having that all taken away.
Well, there are some, besides National Cattlemen's Beef Association, there are other groups who seem to be very much supportive of this. Why might you think that would be?
Well, some of those groups, you know, live for the reason to go to court. I mean, that's a poor reason from my perspective. I don't know very many producers who want to do that, you know, but it seems like some folks, that's kind of their reason for being, you know, they want to sue somebody over it all the time. That's one angle. And some of them just really, I don't think have really analyzed this. I've seen some folks that typically would be in that camp that have really taken the time to come out and study this law and seen some editorials that have been written where they say, now, wait a minute, this is wrong. You know, we're not willing to give up the quality and the products that we have gone ahead and spent our lifetime doing just to have the government step in and say that's not going to work. And so I think there's been some reversals in some of those camps when people really got down and looked at what the long-term ramifications and the unintended consequences of this rule might be.
Well, we're going to definitely hear, I think, a variety of opinions since this week we have a scheduled USDA Department of Justice workshop in Fort Collins, Colorado, where I think everybody's pretty well expecting this is going to come up there.
Well, you know, that was supposed to be a competition workshop, you know, which is a little different, but this has kind of overshadowed that, and I think you're probably correct. There's no way to probably have that conversation without bringing these proposed rules into it. And I think we'll have to just sit back and see how that turns out. I know there's going to be good attendance. I've seen something like 700 people, you know, that have registered for it. And I'm planning on going. I want to hear what people have to say. I mean, there's a variety of opinions out there. It'd be nice if producers could all agree on something for once, but probably not going to be on this. But, you know, ultimately, I hope we come out of there with a solution that allows all of us to be profitable. I mean, that is our goal, and we certainly want to try to work towards that end.
So just before we close here, what message would you have for other cattle producers out there or anybody in the livestock industry right now on this? I know we're in a public comment period.
Well, I think, first of all, it's incumbent on each one of us as producers to take a little bit of time and understand what this rule, the suggested rules, you know, would do to our operations. So how we would apply it, you know, to everything that we're doing to market our livestock, and understand that clearly and make sure that you get all the unintended consequences that are there. Once you've made that decision and really have studied it, then I urge everybody to comment. Right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, this is America, and it's a place where we all have an opportunity to, you know, to step up and say our piece, you know, and you don't have to agree with me at all, but you certainly, I would encourage everybody to have a comment one way or the other on it.
All right. Well, we will definitely do our best to encourage them to do that as well. I want to thank you very much. That's Steve Fogelsong, president of National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.